Shemalechem Chevra, continuing on Choskaim the Harosh, in Ostazvav, Shall Yidaber Bekriya Sahala Vulav Ojo Shech Tzibor Kori B'Torah. That one should not speak, and should be Zoyer to make sure not to speak during Halal, Kriya Sahala, and also during Kriya Satorah. Shech Tzibor Kori B'Torah. Okay. I think it's a good opportunity to talk about something that's been spoken about for many times over the last couple of months, which is what are we going to take out of this tekufa? There's been a lot of talk of what are we going to take out of this tekufa? And many times the answer gravitates naturally towards things that we've been missing out on objectively for the last couple of months, such as Kriya Satorah and Tefillah B'Tzibur and the Geshmak Gevalde Kahala, where everybody's singing at the top of their lungs. And these are things that we're never going to take for granted again, because we've lost them under such tragic circumstances for so long. We'll never take Kriya Satorah for granted again. So I want to share with you a maisa that Rav Aaron Lopiansky Shlita is fond of quoting from Rav Gadol Eisner Zatzal. Rav Gadol, that's Gad, he was referred to as Gadol, was a survivor of the Shoah. He was one of the paradigms of Ger Chassidus. He actually rebuilt the educational model of Ger after the war in Eretz Yisrael, but he was from Warsaw before the war. He ended up in several concentration camps. I think Machazen is where this story happened. He was Mamish Mechazik, the Jews that were around him. They say that every single night he wouldn't go to sleep without cracking a joke, starting an argument, asking a deep philosophical question, anything to get people thinking about what was going, about what he was saying and not about the Gehenna that was going on outside. So one night he posed a question to the Chevra that was around him, and he said, you know, Chevra, we're going to be liberated soon, we know that, it's only a matter of time. So what are we going to take away from our experiences here? Once we get liberated, what are we going to take away? So one person said, "Estap kuspa muad," to make do with little, because we've lived with so little for so long, I'm going to take away "Estap kuspa muad" from this experience. Another person said, "Rachmanus," I'm going to take away compassion. We've been treated like animals. I'm going to be a rachman. And then another person said, "Zrizus," I'm going to be zoriz. I'm going to be so filled with alacrity to fulfill the mitzvah sabore. So Rav Gadol got very passionate, and he said, "You think that's what you're going to take away from here?" So he turned to the person who stopped Kaspamuat. He said, "You think that all of a sudden you're going to be satiated with little?" So when this war is over, there's no amount of money in the world that will satiate your appetite. There's no amount of food that will satiate your appetite. You'll be so hungry for more because you've been deprived for so long. You'll want everything for yourself. He turns to the person who says, "Rachmanus, Rachmanus." It used to be that if you heard about a Jew who didn't have fish for Shabbos, you would say, "Ay, Rachmanus, let's make sure that he has fish for Shabbos." Now you're going to look at the person who doesn't have fish and say, "So what? I had potato peels for Shabbos for years. And you're complaining about the fact that you don't have fish for Shabbos? What Rachmanus do you deserve? You're going to become Achzari." And he turned to the third person. He said, "Zrizos." He said, "You ever see soldiers in the Russian army? They'll do incredible work for days on end, running, doing whatever it is that their commanding officer demands of them. And as soon as it's over, they lie down and they sleep and nothing can get them up." Said the goof of the opposite. They're not zrizim. There's reason when there's a gun at their head. And as soon as that's over, they're lazy and they're bumps. He said, "You have to realize that there's no such thing as natural spiritual growth." He said to the people that were around him in the bunker, "Unless we're misboining and we think about what we're going to take out of this experience and work on it, there's not going to be any natural takeaways from even an experience as horrific and terrible as a concentration camp. There is no such thing as natural growth. And there's no such thing as magically starting to appreciate things that we haven't had for several months simply because we never had them for several months. Things need focus. They need hisbonenus of why they're important. They need objective criteria and kabbalos of what we're going to do differently coming forward, not some hazy romantic notion of, oh, things will be different now. I'll never let it go back to the way it was. I'll always appreciate it." A real Baal Musar, like Rav Gadol, understands that there is no such thing as these hazy romantic considerations, that my life was never the same ever since that experience. Unless you're mispointing, unless you work on it, and you make kabbalos, you ironically come out with warped midos as opposed to perfected and purified ones. You could specifically come out with a warped perspective of what you should be accomplishing, specifically because of the horrible experience that you've gone through. So I just thought it's important to note and to emphasize to us that there is no such thing as this natural spiritual growth. And if we're going to appreciate Tefillah B'Tzibur and Kriya Satorah the way that we're supposed to, it's not going to be a natural return to the way things were, to Geshmak HaHalel and to Kriya Satorah the way it was. Learn the halachos. Focus on what the words mean. Think about what you're supposed to be accomplishing during it. Learn the sugyos. Make kabbalos upon yourself of how to take it more seriously. These are the only ways to actually develop a deeper connection to something rather than just a natural process of somehow expecting to be inspired simply because we've experienced something where we were separated from it from a couple of months. So give everybody a bracha that they should have an increased awareness and appreciation for Kriyas HaHalal, Kriyas HaTorah, for Klal Yisrael, and Achdos, and being able to be together. Be'ez Hashem, we should be misboining and grow from this experience. The B'mehira B'Yameinu, it should be over, and we should all be together very soon. Hatzlacha Rabbah.